USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's day 14 of a partial federal government shutdown, and congressional leaders have been invited to the White House for another round of talks on trying to end it. However, the White House is making it clear that anything that doesn't include the border wall funding President Trump wants will be a non-starter. Here's Vice President Mike Pence.
What we've completely focused on is keeping the president's promise to build a wall, to pass legislation that provides other support for border security.
He spoke on Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News. Democrats not budging on their promise not to give the president that wall funding. The first trading week of the new year is winding down, and on Wall Street, stocks tumbled again yesterday on fears of a global slowdown. The December jobs report from the government could drive the markets today. It's to be released at 8:30 this morning Eastern Time, and this is USA Radio News.
License in all 50 states. 30. Additional can apply. Conditions or exclusions may occur.
CEO, I'm Jay Farn, America's Quicken Loans purchase lender. Premier home, new way to. We've created an unpredictable tech view from our exclusive interest rates. Approval. First of rate shield interest rate. First, we lock your days. Then if up to 90 days. Your rate stays. If rates go up, if rates go down, it's locked. But it drops. Your rate, you win. Call either way, 800-QUICK. Call us today at BeckettMortgage.com or go to Rock.
Approval only valid on some. Ratio to loans. Call for cost of 30-year fixed rates. Equal housing insurer.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The Afghan foreign minister is now taking issue with Donald Trump's claim in a tweet earlier this week that the former Soviet Union was right to invade Afghanistan in 1979. The Kabul government now asking for a formal clarification on President Trump's comments. North Korea is warning the U.S. to stop meddling in its affairs with South Korea. An editorial in North Korea's state-run newspaper yesterday says the U.S. appears to not want to see any improvement in relations between the two Koreas. At least seven people are dead after four vehicles crash and turn a stretch of Interstate 75 in Florida into a wall of fire yesterday. Two semi-trucks, two passenger vehicles involved in the crash that spilled 50 gallons of diesel fuel that then caught fire near Gainesville. Police say several other people were hurt in the crash, some of them critically. Officials say if the government shutdown extends into February, tax refunds will likely be delayed. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A former presidential candidate has apologized to a woman who was working on his campaign. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Senator Bernie Sanders says he wasn't aware at the time of sexual harassment and unequal pay claims during his 2016 run for the White House. The Vermont Independent now apologizing.
I certainly apologize to any woman who felt that she was not treated appropriately. And, of course, if I run, we will do better next time.
This after the New York Times reported that several women who worked on Sanders' campaign for the Democratic nomination say they experienced sexual harassment, pay disparities, and targeted disrespect by others on the campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you have clear skies, look up. The first meteor shower of 2019 is happening right now. John Clemens has more.
The most ideal viewing conditions will appear across parts of the central to southwestern U.S. And because there will be a new moon, the sky will be darker. Dave Samuel of AccuWeather tells us more.
The shower does radiate from just below the handle of the Big Dipper. The problem is that doesn't rise until late in the evening, so after 10 or 11. It's directly overhead at 2 or 3 in the morning, so that will probably be the best time to check out the shower. You know, do what you can to stay warm out there, because obviously January weather can be quite chilly.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.